Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Since 1975, when the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC to most of us, deregulated stockbroker commissions, rates have been falling. And recently, several major discount firms have announced completely free stock trading. But our next guest says that, as always, you should beware of any offer of a free lunch. Les Detterbeck is a chartered financial analyst in Charleston, South Carolina, and a member of the South Carolina chapter of the CFA Society, and we have him on the phone. Les, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's just dive right into this topic. Do you have plenty of clients now who are taking advantage of this free lunch?
Many of our clients use Schwab. In fact, we use Schwab as our main custodian. The trades are at zero, but in fact, Schwab and others have been offering mutual fund trades at zero for some time. But to make the major announcement about stocks and exchange-traded fund trades going to zero was a pretty major one in the industry, but we've been using that, yes.
So are you expecting this to spread industry-wide?
Yes, we expect that it will. That's what's been happening over the last decades as the cost of commissions went down from $50 to $20 to $10 and then $4.95. So it's not a surprise that this area of income for the brokers, for much of their business, the commissions are going to be down to zero.
Does this mean then that they are making money in other ways once they have you as a client, or are there some hidden fees in there somewhere that you're paying that you don't realize?
No, I don't know that there are hidden fees, but in fact, there are three basic sources of income from the brokerage firms. In the beginning, 30, 40, 50 years ago, the trade commissions was the majority of their income. Now it's a very small amount. The other area has been operating expense ratios. That is, on mutual funds that they trade, there are expenses included in there. There's a portion of that fee that brokers can obtain. And the other major item would be in the area of uninvested cash, that cash that's within brokerage accounts that's not invested in specific securities.
And so they are basically able to make enough then to drop trading costs for the consumer to zero.
That's exactly right. None of us begrudge them the opportunity to make a profit. They're doing a good job. We expect that they need to make income. They're just getting it from other sources these days.
And so is this going to stay in the discount broker arena or spread to the full service brokerage firms?
It's spreading, although it's going slowly that way, Mike. Obviously, the big name full-service brokerages have people and have brands that people love and stay with them. So we've seen some of that, but it may still be a while before that changes.
Now, are the firms that are offering this putting any conditions in place, like, okay, you have to have this level of account investment, $100,000, $1 million?
We're not aware that they have that. In fact, the general idea, one of the big areas, as I mentioned, is the uninvested cash. And one of Schwab, for example, that we know so well, one of their business strategies is to collect more deposits. And a portion of those deposits will likely be in cash, and then they can use and invest that cash and make money there. So I think it will be something that they will look at obtaining deposits in whatever size those might be.
And so, Les, it sounds like that managing the cash portion of one's portfolio might be becoming more important?
Most definitely. You know, it can be that certain people that have cash 5, 6, 7, 8, 10%, that money is not working for them. So if the balance of their portfolio is, to make it simple, earning 10% a year, but 10% of their portfolio is sitting in cash, it's not making anything. So their real return is 9% under those circumstances. The result should be that investors should look at maintaining a small amount of cash, 1% to 2%. Stay invested, stay with an appropriate asset allocation, and make sure that your money is working for you.
Les, as always, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Les Dederbeck is a chartered financial analyst in Charleston, South Carolina, and a member of the South Carolina chapter of the Chartered Financial Analyst Society. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.